The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. I don't know if it's like Men in Black, where, do you remember Men in Black? Do you remember the coroner, the lady who had been little lighty thinged a bunch of times, and then when she finally realized it, she's like, oh, this makes so much sense. Or even Will Smith when he's like, I always knew my third grade teacher was from another planet. That must be what's going on with Chris Cruz. I mean, I'm interested in space exploration and the sci-fi aspect of it. You know, are we going to find life on another planet? And I believe there likely is some life out there elsewhere, somewhere in the vastness of space. But Chris is like a giddy little girl with this stuff. All things space and NASA and I mean, just nuts about this stuff. I believe that NASA is a little generational. If you were 8, 10, 13 in 1969 when man walked on the moon for the first time, I believe you're probably a NASA geek. You're geeked up about it forever. I was born in 69, so I don't remember it. I'm interested in it. I was of the space shuttle era. Pretty cool, neat, but I'm not geeked up the same way. But somehow, generationally, it's become geekdom again, and Chris Cruz is certainly an example of that. And the latest is this video of, you've seen the, do we have the video? Let's play the video a minute. Okay, here's a fighter pilot engaging a UFO and claiming that he's never seen anything move like this or whatever. You've probably seen the video. If you haven't,
dude, this is a drone, bro.
I'll tweet out a link to it.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. Going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. The whole thing, dude.
Okay, so Chris, your contention is that because of this, this is obviously alien life. This is proof of the existence of aliens. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, throughout history, most of this stuff where they spotted certain things, it was just test aircrafts, us testing our own like stealth bomber
and
stuff.
Yeah, that was in 2004.
Right.
What are we testing? We own the airs.
Well, we're testing new aircraft, likely.
So you're telling me that we sent a aircraft and we did not notify the Navy in San Diego saying, hey, we're gonna... No.
Top secret, man.
Military.
If it wasn't us testing a new aircraft, then clearly that is swamp gas.
Swamp gas?
It's probably swamp gas.
Moving 120 miles an hour?
Possibly a balloon, a weather balloon.
Moving 120 miles an hour.
Well, with the
against
wind.
Against the wind.
You know.
He said against the wind.
It probably was going with the wind, but because of the swamp gas reflecting light, it looked like it was going with the wind. I think that's the
explanation. I don't think you're a believer.
Which is more likely? The government
alien.
With the trick or aliens? Okay.
Aliens.
All right.
I don't understand you not loving this. I've proven to you yesterday and today that there's something coming. Why would Trump sign that? Why would they release, the Pentagon release that? Something's coming, baby.
I believe there is likely aliens. Life.
Okay.
Outside of our planet. And I believe if there is intelligent life, you know, like from a movie or something where E.T. visits us, if there is that, and if they visited Roswell in 1955 or whatever it is, I believe likely all of the movies and hype about this is getting us prepared. They would have to.
All I'm saying
is... But
those
are a lot of ifs, Chris.
All I'm saying is the incredible, honorable Senator Reed. I am so happy.
So, folks, if Chris's car doesn't start in the middle, aliens, aliens, everything is proof of aliens. Doesn't matter what it is. His phone doesn't work. It's got to be the aliens. They're here. They're going to probe me. Everything. There's a light in the sky. It's aliens. He misses a meal. Aliens. Everything is. You so want there to be aliens.
I kind of do.
Is it because you believe they're going to empower you somehow, give you technology?
No, it's just the unknown. I just want to know, what is it? And if it's alien, what can I see?
You really want to touch his glowing finger? Is that what it is? That's...
Phone home.
Gary Bates joins us now. Gary is the CEO of Creations Ministry International. Gary also is a Amazon top 50 best-selling author, alienintrusion.com. Hey, Gary, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. I think there's life outside of planet Earth. I'm not sure aliens are there. What do you make of this video, first of all?
Well, I've been researching this for many years, which is what led to the book. And if I can get a plug in early so we don't forget, we've got a movie, a documentary movie coming out for one night only on January 11 called Alien Intrusion, Unmasking a Deception. And, you know, I took independent research, Doc. I worked for a Christian ministry. But what I found is my research very, very much aligned itself with that, if you like, of the secular realm.
Okay.
And anybody who has seriously researched this, and I mean seriously researched this, I mean, we're all fascinated with Star Wars and the concept of aliens flying around in their hyperdrive spaceships. You know, for aliens to get here, one, it's not a matter of advanced technology. They've got to somehow defy the very laws of physics that govern our universe. So to be honest, the serious researchers have ruled that out. Now, what we see with that Navy pilot footage is real. In the movie, we've got, for example, a disclosure conference at the Washington Press Club where there are over 80 Air Force officers gave their testimonies. Now, these are guys with a lot more to lose than to gain by telling these stories, were saying that they were tracking these objects on radar doing over 7,000 miles per hour, and they even affected the operational readiness of our nuclear weapons. So the government definitely knows it's there. It's a big surprise to me, to be honest, that they are actually releasing this footage and these details. And I think, as Chris says, we might be, you know, being prepared for a statement. But here's the issue. You know, I can read you a tweet here from Harry Reid, and he says, "We don't know the answers, but we have plenty of evidence to support asking the questions." So despite 80 years of research on this, nobody knows what it is. But what happens is popular culture, you know, because of Star Wars and the idea of evolution occurring all over the universe, we tend to think it's advanced aliens. But all the serious experts will tell you what they believe is it's interdimensional, or we might even call paranormal in late nature. Because that Navy pilot, when he followed that craft, it was tracked on radar, we see it, and then it suddenly vanished. We've seen these things accelerate towards the ground and do U-turns without slowing down. I mean, it's impossible for what you and I understand as physical craft to do these things. And, you know, if you remember Steven Spielberg's movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, a former government researcher under Project Blue Book, he investigated these for the U.S. government. They've been investigating this stuff for years. He actually came up with something called the interdimensional hypothesis. And really, people who study UFOs seriously, that's the most popular view today, that they believe not aliens, whatever they are, entities, some sort of spirit beings are visiting us from another realm. And you astutely pointed out that people have seen these things for centuries. Put on board, the ancient Romans or Greeks said they saw flying shields. And of course, you know, throughout even the religions in the world, including Christianity and the Bible, we have records of these, if you like, spirit visitors manifesting themselves in various forms throughout history. You know, 200 years ago, it sounds ridiculous now, Dr. Jacques Vallée, another researcher, a contemporary of Hynek, said that people had encounters with beings called fairies. You know, a little fairy would stand at the bottom of the bed and they'd tell people they're special and they'd have what's called today, you know, the classic abduction syndrome or scenario. You know, if a little fairy stood at the bottom of your bed and my bed today, you and I would doubt our sanity. But you know what? 200 years ago, they were popular culture. People believed them. And the popular culture belief today is that aliens are flying here from a galaxy far, far away in their warp drive spaceships. And that's actually not the case. It cannot be.
So you say if this craft is real, if this was a craft flying, it was not some atmospheric anomaly, if this was a craft based on the speed it was traveling, the maneuver it was making, it is not of this planet, is not part of a human, it's not a human creation. It could not be based on what it's capable of doing.
That's right. We just don't have the technology to do that. And you've got to ask, if we did, you know, why have we spent the last 80 years developing fixed-winged aircraft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If the government's involved, you know, wouldn't we want to use that technology to take the lead in the military game and so on and so forth? So the thing is they, and this is what we have to be careful of, because we can only judge using our own senses and our own physical realm. But if there is another realm there, whether you want to call it a spiritual dimension or another dimension, as I said, which most of the serious researchers believe, you and I can't go there. But clearly, these beings come over here. And if I could give you an example,
sure.
And you may have heard of the gentleman. There was a researcher many years ago. He was a professor of the psychology department at Harvard University. His name was John Mack. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. And he heard about all these people who claimed they were being abducted by aliens. And he thought, wow, they'll make an interesting clinical study, you know, what psychosis is going on there. And he ended up interviewing hundreds of them. And in the movie, we in fact show an interview with Oprah where he says, I can tell you as a professional, you know, medical expert, if you like, fantasy doesn't present itself like this. He said, make believe, you know, etc. Psychosis doesn't. The only thing that presents itself with these people who claim abductions, for example, and they're suffering, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, is real experience. And he ended up becoming a believer in the idea, not that aliens are visiting us, because when you looked at all of the stories, they all had this similar pattern. They were saying that these beings kind of walked through the wall, and then people were saying, well, when I was abducted and taken away, I passed through the walls and ceilings. Well, respectfully, you know, you and I can't do that. And so I've got another interview where he's talking with another PhD in the movie coming up, and he uses these words. He says, what we are dealing with is spirit beings who should have stayed in their realm who are coming over and crossing into ours. And, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. As I said, you know, we've interviewed Nick Redfern, written over 40 books on the subject. He's kind of the discovery of the History Channel's go-to guy. You know, in the movie, he says exactly the same thing. It's the same phenomenon that's been with us for centuries and takes a modern guise to appear as something extraterrestrial when it's clearly not. And as I said, that's what all the serious writers and researchers have said over the years.
Now, there's a lot of Christians who over the years have sought to try to find a way to explain within their faith some of these phenomena. And some of them make pretty good arguments. You've got things like Jacob's ladder, right? And the angels going up and down, and the angel standing in front of the mule, the donkey with his sword. You know, or let them see that these things happen around us, angels, spirits that we may not be privy to seeing that it's going on. And
yeah.
Then they try to link it up with science, say interdimensional, something like that. That would make sense. There's others that would have tried to explain away the idea of aliens by saying they may be demons.
Yeah. Well, we got to be careful because, you know, I'm the head of a Christian ministry, so mm-hmm. what I'm describing perfectly aligns itself with my worldview. I make no apologies for that, because I think if we are dealing with something spiritual, you know, if we've if naturalism rules, and you know, you and I hear of a result of a big giant cosmic accident 14 billion years ago, how do we explain the spiritual realm? And when, you know, you talk about angels or demons to the man in the street, they have this idea of, you know, beings with fairy wings, or, you know, creatures standing there with horns and pitchforks. But that's a cultural view as well, because it's never, for example, how the Bible describes them. You know, when they've entered in, you know, three angels, it says in Scripture, sat down with Abraham and they ate food. Mm-hmm. So just think about that. Do they have stomach organs and digestive tracts? What about the clothes they were wearing? And then we hear other accounts of angels coming in and killing people. So they're clearly powerful beings, and they can manifest in our realm and take some sort of physical form. So, you know, we live in a very, very limited, you know, we have a very limited perspective because of the physical realm we live in, it's not possible for us to kind of test something, if you like, that is supernatural in origin. And that's why the government struggles in trying to figure out what it is, because, you know, they're guided by, if you like, mainstream science, and science doesn't have an explanation for the paranormal or the paraphysical, as Hynek called it. I would call it the supernatural. But, you know, there's been enough stuff going on over the years to suggest that, you know, there is more to our existence than what we see right in front of us on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, the cultural view, sorry to burst Chris's bubble there, but when we see something that kind of moves fast and we say, you know, it's therefore got to be technologically advanced, you know, we come up with this idea of aliens populating the universe and they're millions of years ahead of us on the evolutionary scale, therefore they're millions of years ahead of us on, you know, in their technology. And even when we look at human beings and the and life itself, Sir Francis Crick, who co-discovered the DNA molecule over 60 years ago, he was an ardent atheist, by the way, when he saw all this information on our DNA, 60 years ago, he said, well, maybe aliens put it there. So it's a bit like when we don't have the answers, we kind of push it off into outer space and say, well, the answer must be out there. But of course, all you're doing is pushing it off to somewhere where you can't actually test it. And that's the problem.
Well, I'm really,
I think we've got to try to look at a resource to explain what's happening. And to be honest, I think the Christian faith helps answer that, because it does indicate, it's always indicated, there is a spiritual realm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think it aligns, and a lot of people would try to put them at odds. Gary, I'm really interested in the movie. Again, it's coming out January 11th. That's a Thursday?
Yeah, that's right. January the 11th for one night only. It's on over about 720 cinemas around the country.
Wow, cool.
People can go to fathomevents.com. That's the booking website. They can type in their zip code, find a theater near them. Or they can go to alienintrusion.com. On the front page, there's a button that says find a cinema, get tickets, and they can look at trailers, find out more information. You remember John Snyder, old Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard and Superman's dad? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's narrating the movie.
Oh,
he narrated
cool.
the movie for us. He was fascinated by the subject. And like you, he said, you know, he'd never seen a Christian take on it. And that's what got him involved in the project as well. So we've had really good reviews. His line in the movie is, the truth will surprise you. And I think people need to kind of look and see if there's another take, another angle to this phenomenon. And I to be honest, obviously, I think we're hitting the mark with it.
Sounds great. I look forward to it, and I'll tweet out a link to it. Gary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Doc. See you, Chris.
Gary Bates, CEO of Creation Ministries International. The movie is alienintrusion.com. Also, the name of his book, which you can find at Amazon, Alien Intrusion, Unmasking a Deception. And again, it's coming up January 11th. I'm sure we'll tell you about it beforehand. I do want to check it out. I am fascinated with the whole culture of aliens. Again, I'm not geeked up where I'm, you know, like Chris, everything. But I'm fascinated whether they're real or whether it's just something that we have put as part of culture and entertainment. Either way, it's pretty interesting. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com. Because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.